Friends, it's Morgan, and welcome to another update from the Become Good Soil Through the Bible Collective. We are deep into Exodus, if you're traveling with us, and I wanted to just circle back with a bit of encouragement and some other resource recommendations. As Tim and John suggest, this is the first time that the words like redemption and salvation are coming to us through the Bible. We get the very first worship song. I love Exodus's triumph through Moses in chapter 15, where it concludes that Moses just crying out with the people, let God rule. God reigns as king. And it's really comforting in the depth of the depravity of these stories to be reminded that God is perfectly capable of saving, repairing, and healing the world in which he created. I'm struck by these themes of initiation, both the masculine soul and the feminine soul, and how they're playing out in these stories. This deep question, what does a man do with power? And how has the great rebellion shaped human history, and how is the great rebellion shaping our lives on this very day? I'm reminded of just these core ideas that women bleed relationally. And it's always been so since the fall, and there will always be that battle with that deep ache of abandonment, where men bleed so much as providers, where we want to provide strength and care and connection. We want to provide food and fuel and purpose. And in those places, we so often experience futility and failure. It's comforting to watch these themes work their way out on the human landscape in this text. And I want to encourage you on this audio note regarding some outside resources. Sometimes it just helps to have different perspectives. We came through Genesis and the story Son of Laughter by Frederick Buechner. If you've never read it, it's one of my absolute most favorite books. It's the story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and it gives through the perspective of history and tradition and cultural context, just really putting meat and blood and sinew on the bones of these distant stories. In some ways, it makes it come alive and helps me know the heart of God and the dilemma of the human soul. So I really encourage you to pick up a copy of Son of Laughter if you want to dive deeper into some of the stories within Genesis, moving into Exodus. And then there's an amazing, fascinating film by Ridley Scott, Exodus, Gods and Kings. And so the same person who created Gladiator, he created Exodus, Gods and Kings. And he did it in honor of his brother. Both, sounds like, had some sort of relationship with God, and one of them ended up committing suicide. And it's a beautiful film to enter the story of Moses and how the people of God are liberated. And what I deeply appreciate about the film, obviously it takes artistic liberties with some of the stories, and so you have to hold that details lightly. But I deeply appreciate how they portray the supernatural, how they portray things like the plagues, and how would those have actually happened on the human landscape. And categories like hearing the voice of God, they just do a beautiful job of the touching of the natural to the supernatural. And this idea that ordinary human lives are swept up into an epic beyond our understanding. And so I bless you to dig deeper. I'm really conscientious of sustainability. And so what you don't need is more. So most of you might have to go kind of downshift a little bit and give it a little less time, a little bit less intention, so that you can keep the pace of staying at 30,000 feet for this year's journey together. But some of you may be eating it up and saying, I actually have some more time and I want to dig deeper. So I wanted to give you those resources. But in closing today, I want to go back to Eugene Peterson's words that he shares on the book of Exodus. In some ways, it could be attributed to all of this canon of scripture when Eugene reminds us the human race is in trouble. We've been in trouble for a long time, and enormous energies have been and continue to be expended by many, many women and men to get us out of the trouble we are in, to clean up the world's mess. The skill, perseverance, intelligence, the devotion of people who put their shoulders to the wheel to pull us out of the muck. Parents, teachers, healers, counselors, rulers, politicians, writers, pastors, they are impressive. And at the center and the core of this work of getting out of the muck and the mess is God, the most comprehensive term for what God is doing to get us out of the mess we are in is the term salvation. Salvation is God doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. Salvation is the biggest word in the vocabulary of the people of God. Friends, God is working out his salvation in this messy literature, in this ancient literature, and he's working out his salvation in the fabric of our everyday lives. He's working out his salvation in ways that transcend our cultural moment and work through our lives for greater movements that we will never understand on this side of heaven in its fullness. And yet, the story of God is a story of an invitation to participate, as Eugene says, first through our imagination, and then if we will, by faith, with our total lives in response to God. And so, Father, as we continue to immerse ourselves in this experience, I want to participate in your salvation work, in your salvation project, in your salvation story. I want to be mindful that it begins with me bringing the totality of my life under your care and into fresh connection with you. I sanctify my imagination and I release the way I have carried responsibility for the things that we are intended to entrust to your care. I break the limits that I've placed, God, on you in this hour in my life, in this season for my family, and for this moment on the global stage. I break every limit that's been placed. And I say, God, you are at work and you are at the center of this story and this great movement of saving everything and everyone you created. I pray your fierce and total blessing over these faithful women and men who are steadily working through this shared experience this year. I pray that you would illuminate the scriptures in very particular and general ways that breathe hope and life and deep care for your people in confidence that you are prevailing. Come, Father, come, Holy Spirit, and come, Jesus, in this hour in our lives. Amen.